Hello, it's Gabriel McBird. I'm at Stepney City Group, Stepney Green City Farm. And I've just ordered a sandwich with the homemade sausages and their own cured bacon. And I'm also having a potato rosti with greens, and I think there's egg as well. I fell asleep last night before I ate, which is probably good for me, but woke up feeling quite hungry. So not been to the farm for about a month, so definitely looking forward to trying these new homemade sausages. They've also got something else. They're a homemade dandelion and burdock, which I'm also rather looking forward to trying. So a bumper boo of new things. Okay, so I've had the sausage and bacon. The bacon from here is like it normally is. It's thick. It's about three times as thick as normal breakfast bacon. Quite sort of nice and salty without being too over the top. The sausages were quite herby. They reminded me of some veggie sausages I've had, but they were definitely meaty, and they were quite meaty as well. But the meat was quite finely grained, so it was very easy to eat. I personally, I'd like the mince a little bit coarser, I suppose, if I was going to be really harsh, but they are still very nice sausages. I'll ask about it, but they didn't seem to have any skin on them either, which was quite unusual. I also had a potato rosti with sort of like a salad garnish, and it had that chard, cream chard on it. So I've had my share of greens today as well, which is... I'd have to give it a good 8 out of 10, really. So, as I say, I'm feeling very full anyway.
And I've got my...
For pudding, I had brioche with homemade raspberry jam, something called a macaron, rather than a macaron. This is a big sort of flat thing. I'm going to ask in a sec what the macaroons are, because I'm puzzled. I've just heard someone... saying that the last of the sausage is gone, so I'm very glad I got in there when I did.
Yeah. Had a rosti, a bacon sandwich with the extra sausage. Yeah. Then I had a brioche, macaron. Three dandelion burdock.
It's going to be a bit of a national day.
Dun, dun, dun. It's 21 and 40
all together
for you, Brian.
Yeah, I thought it would be. So I won't need a kebab on the way.
I hope not. I'm pretty disappointed if you did, to be honest, Brian.
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, that was certainly quite filling. I'm just thinking if I can do this without breaking any sort of mouth.
Is it 20 there?
Okay, see what there is into the shrapnel.
Oh.
I can avoid breaking into it out I will, but I've got a note if I need to bust into it.
You've got like 40 in here. You're just short. You haven't got a pound coin anywhere.
I'm afraid not.
What I'll do is if I take your 40 and I'll take the other 10,
yeah.
I'll give you your shrapnel there and we'll make sure that you get the right change back through. Okay. So that's 30.
What is that thing that
40.
You call them a macaron? It's obviously not a macaroon. Is it like a biscuit?
You'll go mad. You'll go mad if you call it a macaroon.
It's like a kind of biscuit thing,
your macaron is with the your macaroon is like your little coconutty biscuit
Your
macaron is a almond flour biscuit.
Okay.
It's like a little meringue.
Yeah.
And then it's got the cream and the sandwiches sort of sandwiched between the two pieces.
Yeah.
So you've got like a little biscuity sort of crunch on there.
Okay. And I certainly like those sausages. Are they something that make a regular appearance for the front?
Yes. Yeah. So we've been working on Graham, basically, for the brunch.
Okay.
Mango.
So, yeah, we're working on them hard. and they've been trying, to sort of make sure that they go up with the brunch now. I think we're all right. We're happy with their ones.
Yeah, they're quite nice, aren't they? They're quite finely minced. But they're quite soft. They don't break and get stuck in any children's teeth. Or... that was really good.
Are you alright, Graham? Or do you need a hand?
Yeah, it should be okay.
You alright, yeah?
Yeah, thanks very much.
Lovely. See you soon, Graham.
Bye.
Don't leave it so long
next time. No, I'll try and be back to.
So I'm now back home. Yeah, I have to say that I am well full after that. I would describe myself as bursting at the seams. I suppose it was quite an expensive wad, really, just over £20, but it is good quality fodder. And as I say, I would say I'd have liked to have had some of that hot chili sauce on my bacon butty, though. So next time I go in there, I'm going to have to remember that that stuff exists. I forgot to ask, actually, whether it's just in the shops for buying, you know, that you take away in a jar from the farm sort of thing, or whether they actually crack it open so they can pour some on your food. A little bit of chilli on that bacon would have just set it off nicely, actually, I have to say. It was good anyway, but... You know, things can always be improved, I suppose. So I'm going to try. I'm just going to try not to sleep. That's the main purpose of this afternoon, I think. I don't want to totally ruin my sleep pattern.